KFSK Public Radio and the Petersburg Pilot newspaper both asked for documents written by Councillors Lee Corio and Melinda Hofstede. Those documents were given out to the entire council and city manager at a June 15th meeting, and it was at that meeting that the council went into a closed-door executive session and afterward voted to end the manager's contract. The city has denied the request to release the documents, and the city's attorney, Christian Miller, has agreed with that decision. In a June 29th opinion, Miller wrote that absent a written authorization from under Koffler, it would be imprudent for the city to release the documents to the public. Miller wrote that the documents were not written to evaluate under Koffler's job performance and contained sensitive and personal information. Miller points out that the manager's personnel file is not part of the public record under state law, and that Underkoffler's attorney has made it very clear he could sue if his rights under state law are violated. The council went into executive session to discuss Underkoffler's employment because a public discussion could have damaged his reputation and could have opened the city up to a defamation lawsuit. Underkoffler chose not to have that discussion in public and did not attend it. Since that meeting, the author of one of the documents, Lee Corio, has spoken about some of the reasons he voted to terminate the manager's contract. He says one incident that he declined to describe further was, quote, the straw that broke the camel's back for him. However, he says in general he did not think the manager was cooperative with council members, and he saw a profound difference in philosophy between some council members and the manager.
That his vision for the future includes a lot of projects. And, you know, I can't fault a city manager for wanting to build projects. That's how they build their reputations. But we're living in an economic framework where overdevelopment of projects at this juncture would create a tax burden that the people cannot afford. How are we going to pay depreciation? How are we going to afford maintenance of these projects? And these are very real concerns.
Corio points to the political struggle over how to fix the Cabin Creek pipeline, as well as a pending civil suit filed by Councillor Bob Nilsson against Harbormaster Jim Stromdahl as examples of the manager's involvement in sparking controversy. Council members were split in their decision to end Underkoffler's employment, and Mayor Al Dwyer, who voted for Underkoffler to continue, says he was impressed with the manager's enthusiasm for his work.
Lots of projects have been started, and some of them have been finished, and he gave me a long list of things that are pending and things that have been taken care of while he was here. And, I'm impressed. He didn't sit in his hands. That guy worked, you know, into the night. He's a workaholic, and we benefited from that. There was a lot of things that that he did administratively that were gutsy and timely, and we're happy he did it. Like everybody else, he's got his faults. One of them is his mouth. You know, and he'll be the first one to tell you that.
Underkoffler has declined comment on his termination. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.